You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum-level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com or call 216-485-2000. And we are very pleased he's going to take his seat with us right now to be joined, as promised, by the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Coach, getting his headset on. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Outstanding. First practice of the mandatory mini camps in the books. What are you looking for this week that would maybe differentiate from maybe what you've been looking for, especially these last 3 weeks of OTAs?
Not too much different. It's just kind of the next step in the progression, that the OTA practices are very structured, very similar to these. We do get an extra half hour to practice them, but we didn't do that much more. That I just wanted to make sure we could get a little bit more. Coaches wanted a little bit more individual time. But we want still see guys. We're looking for improvement. We don't want to take steps backwards. And as we're building this foundation and putting those bricks in the wall, that we don't ever want to take one out. And I think that's important from a mental standpoint, our guys continue to progress and they kind of, you know, they get their, that we have our teaching moments and they lock those in and move on and just keep building it.
Are you genuinely seeing anything along those lines of improvement? Can you say that you felt better watching most or some of today compared to what you've seen previously, or is it about the same?
No, absolutely. I thought today was a good day. Anytime you do situations that are competitive, kind of off the script like we did at the end, you know, the players kind of ramp it up. I almost feel like I have to bring them back down a little bit. We don't have pads on, and we want to limit the contact, but I could tell today there was a little bit more of a feel to it, you know, a little bit more of a crowd at practice, and I think the players know that, hey, we're getting towards the end, and we want to make sure we're putting good days in. But they're very competitive, and we talked about that all along, that we want to build competition at every position. We want to build competition from we want the offense to compete hard against the defense and vice versa. And I could tell that it had been ramped up today just based on some of the conversations that were going on between the offensive huddle and the defensive huddle in between the plays.
Coach, a couple of things. Number one, I thought you handled the inflatable swan cash questions perfectly, succinctly, and right on target in the post-practice press conference. Number two, you could really see a guy like Brian Hoyer get the ball out quickly. And as compared to the other guys, I mean, you can. I think today it really jumped out at me that, boy, boom, it's out. And I can see where a rookie quarterback, and in this case, Johnny Manziel, you know, there's a lot of thinking that they have going on. There's thinking, as you said, in the huddle, just getting it out, you know, spitting the play out so that everybody gets it, and then two, seeing it and putting it all together.
Yeah, and that's, I think, is the most difficult thing for a rookie quarterback coming in to understand. A lot of times in college, they can wait till a guy's open. In the NFL, you can't always wait till a guy's open. You have to throw it before they're open. And I think Brian is as good at anticipating as I've been around. And I think that's the mark of a solid quarterback, a guy that can understand the offense and know what spot of the field to throw a ball to, whether I need to throw a back shoulder, if a guy's breaking out, do I need to kind of flat, if he's running to the corner but it's kind of covered, I can go ahead and flatten it out. So he's been, I think, been special this spring as far as that. And just the processing, you can see he understands coverage very well because he's been in the league for a good chunk of time. He got a pretty good head start with probably 7 or so weeks before the draft. He was working in the system, and that puts him clearly ahead at this point. It's a competition that will be open, but there is a clear leader at this point.
I mean, you could really see it.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, with Johnny and with regard to the progress that he makes, Coach, can you give us a sense of how that's measured on an incremental basis? Because you obviously are looking at him differently than you do look at a Brian Hoyer from the experience difference.
Yeah, the big part of it is how it starts with the classroom. Like where is he from the mental standpoint of learning the plays and learning the reads and how does this play get called and what's the motion that gets called with it, and what front is this good against? What front do I need to check? You know, if it's a checked play, am I packaging the plays? What's the read on it? So that you get a feel there where he is from a mental standpoint, and then you make sure it carries over onto the field. Like if he can process quickly in the meeting room, how quickly does he process on the practice field? And with any rookie, I think it can be overwhelming when they're coming into a system that's brand new and the speed of the game is completely different. I mean, he's got guys on the other side of the ball that there aren't those wide open targets that maybe he was used to in college. And also you have the situation where what he does well isn't necessarily conducive to football in shorts, that guys have to be able to tackle him in the fall, that there are going to be times where, hey, I sacked him. Well, I don't know if that necessarily would have been a sack in the fall. So
I tagged him.
Yeah, so it'll always be the advantage defense in the spring with no pads on. It's harder to sustain a block and pass protection against guys that with less blocking surface. But I think he's gotten better every day. And when he comes into the building, he's all business. And he's done a nice job getting into the playbook, and he's made improvement every day.
Is this kind of, and it not only fits him, but kind of a general question, with a rookie quarterback coming in, and we've seen a lot of them through the years here, is that sometimes it's hard to make them understand that the pocket can be a pretty good place, that they want to bail, you know, and get out, and in that way they think they're seeing more. And I think certainly that's a big chunk of his game that makes him so appealing, is what he can do when he can get out. But is that is there an equation of, hey, really, this is pretty good in here. If you just give it a little bit more time, another beat or a beat and a half, and it might be pretty good for you.
I agree. And what we don't want to do is coach what he does, what makes him special. We don't want to coach that out of him. But at the same time, if he understands that, hey, if I make this read, that's an easy 5 yards. I make the throw from the pocket and off we go. There'll still be times during the game when he needs to improvise and get out of the pocket and everything is shut down. But you can't go into every play thinking I'm going to do that first. Learn the structure of the offense, take the yards and the points that are available to you there, and then when the situation calls for there to be improvisation, then he can go ahead and do it. We're not going to, and it is difficult in the spring, but we're not going to coach that out of him. But we do kind of want him to learn the structure first, because we know in the fall and when it's actual live game that those things will happen. And it's true with most rookie quarterbacks, because having coached defense going against those guys in preseason games, a lot of the rookies are, if the first read's not open, they're taking off running.
Right.
So we do a lot of stuff with our defensive line to make sure that we don't have rookie quarterbacks scrambling on us in preseason games. But it's something that really is it's not limited to just him. It's most rookies.
We're visiting with Mike Pettine, head coach of the Browns, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike, obviously you heard a lot of questions after practice regarding Johnny Manziel and the photos that show up in social media, et cetera. And Jim referenced the inflatable swan. Have you had to condition yourself, I guess from the moment this guy was picked by this team, to know you were going to head down a road where this was going to be there and that you were going to have to develop a certain level of tolerance for because the way you defined it was, hey, there's different levels. If it's criminal stuff, that's a problem, something's bad. If it's, I'm going to just use for sake of a better term, goofy stuff like that, like the pictures we've seen, or quote, fun stuff, that, hey, he's just being a kid or he's whatever. Is there any part of you that gets into the discipline area where we know everybody's different, coaches are wired differently too, that might say, you know, this isn't a good look, and maybe you or someone says that to him? How are you coping with that part of it?
Well, it goes back to, first and foremost, this is a football team, and his job is to play quarterback here. And if something is happening outside of work that's affecting his job, then that's a problem. But until that happens, and I've used the phrase, is we're not going to micromanage that. I understand that we have players that might be doing as much, if not more, I don't want to say partying, but just for lack of doing that type of activity, but it's just not being reported. It's not being put out there. I mean, there was a picture put out there of, you know, he was at a bar and he bought shots and he served them to his friends. Well, you know, I've done that too. It's just that people haven't put pictures of that. So,
sure.
So I understand that if it's not criminal and if it's not affecting his work, then it's something that maybe over time it dies down. Who knows? But it certainly is a phenomenon. I think I know a lot of people have had a difficult time kind of wrapping their brain around it. Like, why has this happened? And this has gotten created, and really never any other time in history have you seen it. You know, and it's kind of the perfect storm combination of his personality, his story, and throw that in with social media, and this is what you get. I mean, 20 years ago, this is a non-issue.
Yeah. We got to let you go, but is there one guy, just a name or something, who has done something, anything to surprise you, catch you unexpectedly in a good way on the field up to this point? Because we know we're not going to talk with you probably till training camp, so leave us with a thought like that if you can.
Well, I think one of the obvious ones is Hawkins. I think he's come in. He's prepared himself. Some of those receivers have jumped out, though. Anthony Armstrong is another example of a guy that ultimate professional, has a good number of years in the league, but knows how to prepare himself. He had the advantage. He was in Kyle's system, but certainly has shown that he still has some juice left. And I've been impressed with that group. That group works hard. And we're looking for some solid production out of them in the fall.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll catch up soon.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
The head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on a Football Tuesday on ESPN 850 WKNR.